T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now, 6:49 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
House committee hearing on impeachment possibility continues today.
Two.
10 Democrat presidential candidates debated last night in Atlanta.
One.
Sedgwick County Sheriff warns the deadly drug fentanyl on Wichita streets. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got a call just a little bit ago from traffic tracker Christina, and she was noticing a traffic slowdown, and this was affecting eastbound K-96 and northbound I-135, and traffic was almost at a standstill, and we've had a traffic accident on that ramp now from northbound I-135 to eastbound K-96, so expect a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7. And 1330 KNSS, I'm Jed Chambers.
Increasing cloud cover and cooler today with a high of 49 degrees. 40% chance for rain and snow tonight, overnight low 31. Friday, 20% chance for rain and snow. Tomorrow's high, 41. Now cloudy, north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 43 degrees. A Seattle hospital is responding to a mold problem that proved fatal.
This is House Call for Health.
I need to start by saying I'm sorry.
An apology from the head of Seattle Children's Hospital.
I want to apologize to our patients and our families who have been directly impacted by these infections.
Jeff Spurring addressing a deadly outbreak of mold in the hospital's operating rooms. The mold infected young patients undergoing surgery. Six children died from 2001 to 2018. Eight others became sick.
At the time, we believed that these were isolated incidents. We now believe that these infections were likely caused by the air handling system that serve our operating rooms. Looking back, we should have made the connection sooner. Simply put, we failed.
Seattle Children's Hospital now closing its operating room to install new air filtration systems.
I'm sorry to every mom, dad, or caregiver who has placed their confidence in us.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. The Wichita Wind Surge, is this a good team name for our city? Yes! 7%. No! 93%.
Wow.
All right, so we've got a new question today. Are you traveling this Thanksgiving? No. Yes, less than 100 miles, or yes, more than 100 miles. You could be a part of the fun. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com.
That's a lot of fun.
Saving for your parents' retirement. Don Grant, yeah. CFP, the money tracker here.
That sounds odd. Tough enough saving for my own retirement. Well, have you had that aging talk with your parents? Have you discussed where they're going to live, how they're going to pay for it, and whether you'll need to be involved? If you have, you're in the same boat as about half of Americans over 40 who have had that discussion. Well, 50% obviously haven't as well. A study by Maven Care, a home care provider, shows that 60% of respondents say that they are worried about their parents aging. 58% said that the cost of care for them is a big concern. That means that some people may need to begin saving for their parents' needs as they age, as well as their own. Many Americans are part of the sandwich generation, they call it. They may need to provide for their own kids' college and living expenses, as well as paying for their parents' needs. Now, it's great to help others, but it's important that they focus on their own retirement. If not, they may need to rely upon their children. Well, I wish I could say that there is a collective, common answer to relieve the financial pressure on the sandwich generation, but there just isn't. The action step that I would take is to begin planning right now. Performing a financial triage that includes assets and income from all interested parties, including your parents, will tell us where deficits may lie. The earlier we plan, the better we can prepare for the eventual need for those assets. We need to be proactive and work to understand what resources may be at hand. Caregivers need to take care of themselves, too. The American Psychological Association reports that the strain of caring for an aging parent can result in depression and other physical health effects. They recommend taking care of yourself first, just like taking care of your retirement first. Seek professional care when you first take on those tasks. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
So many of us thought and never thought for years and years and years that we would be in some way giving care to our parents at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought about it till it was time to do it.
Yeah.
So it just comes on you, and if you can, you can plan it all. So a few little things, anything you can do will help.
Now, did you have to give physical care, or did you guys give financial care? It's none of my business.
We had to do both toward the end of my mother's life.
Yeah,
To provide for her an environment where she'd be safe 24/7 with with somebody there.
Right, right. And that's expensive, man.
Something that, like I said, I never thought I'd have to prepare for it. I had two older brothers.
Yeah.
And both of them passed away, and it left it to me and my younger brother, Jerry. So
wow.
That's the way the chain of command goes. If you're in the chain,
Well,
your siblings.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Are you the oldest kid in your family?
I'm the youngest.
Are you the youngest?
There's four, girl, boy. I'm the youngest.
How about that? That's good.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Well, we don't. But, you know, I lost my dad about a year and a half ago, and my mom has needed some help. It's been physical and not that we have to take care of her financially, but we are having to help her with her finances.
Yeah,
so
that's
been a big thing, and I'm elated to say that everybody's pulled together and there hasn't been any, you know,
friction,
some of the stuff
that
I've seen in my financial planning business that you know, sometimes, you know, the best and the worst come out of people in times like
that's
that.
That's true. All right, thank you, Don.
Thank you.
6:56 now, come up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted. 10 Democrat presidential candidates debate. We've got that story and more news. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.